This is a third week in Advent. Now we have a new member in the body of Jesus Christ since we just had a baptism. And in the third worship service, there will be a new member welcoming ceremony. And let's celebrate Christmas together. There was an explanation by Pastor Hong earlier, but we need to protect Ali-san. And his name and his photo, please do not upload to the internet, like Instagram and stuff like that. So this is a very important request to protect him. This is Christmas is a day when we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. The God we worship is a God that is far, far away. The God is someone who is close to us. Today we want to learn about it from the book of Hebrew. Please open the Bible to Hebrew chapter 10. The New Testament, the book of Hebrew, chapter 10, verses 19 through 23. Chapter 10, verses 19 through 23. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Have you seen the Moses Group newsletter? There is a lot of interesting stories in it. And we have every year, every time in the newsletter, have a little humorous haiku at the end. And we all enjoy reading that. It's not just Moses Group. Young people, Christians, write humorous haiku. This year we had a Christian humorous haiku contest. It was the second time this contest took place. This is for middle school and high school students, and the results was announced by one of the haikus that was received the award is the following. There is no need for distance in front of the Lord. Here is an explanation by the author, high school student Ritsu-san. There is no need for us to keep distance from God. We need to keep the wall, get rid of the wall between me and the God, and we need to live a life of faith. So if you believe in Jesus, you know, as a Christian, the most important thing is the relationship with God. And there is no need to have a social distance between us and God. That's what the high school student wrote. And the Bible also teaches us that we don't have to have distance between us and God. So let's learn about that from the book of Hebrew. Please look at again the book of Hebrew, chapter 10, verses 19. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, in the Old Testament days, if you read about the Old Testament, there was a complicated ritual for Jewish people to worship God. and they needed blood and the holy place. And that blood referred to the blood of animals. They used the animal sacrifice in order to seek forgiveness of sins. The blood needed to be shed in order for sins to be forgiven. And there was life that is involved. That is why blood has to be shed. And it was not like Jewish people could worship God everywhere. There was an appropriate place for them to worship, a place called Holy Place. The word holy means the God's holiness. The word kiyoi in Japanese means clean or hygienic, right? But the word holy means it shows spiritual cleanliness. The holy place is where the holy God resides, a God that has nothing to do with sins. So Jewish people in the Old Testament days worshipped temples at the temple, and there was an altar, and then the animals was killed at the altar, and the blood, through the blood of Jesus, they were cleansed. But Jewish people were not allowed to come near God because God was considered so holy. The only people who could come close to God was the high priest. There was in the temple, there was a place called a holy place. The high priest went there, and then the high priest offered prayer for the forgiveness of sins. That's how it happened. But by the because of Jesus Christ, this changed dramatically. Through Jesus Christ, now who can enter the holy place? What that the Bible says? It says we. In today's passage, it's not somebody else, but we as Christians can go into the holy place. We can near God. Adam and Eve were expelled from the Garden of Eden. They were not allowed to be with God because of sins. You need to die if you come close to God with sins. That's why there was a need for blood. The holy place and the priests were necessary. And that's how the blood and the holy place had to do with life. But the author of Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, says we can now come close to God because of Jesus. How was that accomplished? Let's look at verse 20. By a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body. Please think about, again, the Jewish temple. There was a room called the Holy Place. And there was the altar where only the high priest can enter. And behind that, there was a place deep inside the room. It's called the Holy of the Holy. The Holy of Holy. It was the most sacred place in the holy place. That's where God resides. That was a symbol of God's presence. The only high priest can enter. even he can enter there only once a year. That was the Holy of Holies. And there was a curtain between the in front of the Holy of Holies, and the high priest was able to go behind the curtain only once a year, and you cannot go there without going through the curtain. That was the only way to go near God. That was the only way. But Jesus Christ changed. But Jesus Christ, a new way for us to come near God. Everybody can go through a new way. How did he do that? By Jesus Christ becoming the curtain. You think about the time when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, when he breathed his last, what happened? What does the Bible say? At that time, the curtain was torn from the top to bottom. That's what the Bible says. This is the curtain I was telling you a few minutes ago, that the curtain that leads to the Holy of Holies. In the moment Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, he tore apart the curtain and his own body as well. So by that we have a new way to go near God. Now let's look at verse 21. Verse 20 says, the curtain was his body. That was his real body. He had a real body. And that's the reason why Jesus Christ had to be born. He had a real body, physical body, and he came to us in the form of a human being. That is why, through Jesus Christ's blood, we can go into, in a sense, the Holy of Holies. Because his body became a sacrifice, so the curtain was torn. So there was a new way for us to get near God. So we can, the author of the book of Hebrews says, let's get near God. Now let's look at verse 21 and 22. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. God is so holy. God has no sins. He's so pure and perfect. So we, sinners who are imperfect, cannot near God. That's why there was a distance between God and human beings. We know that it's a blessing to be near God, but it was difficult. It was impossible until Jesus. God is a present, was far away from sinners. And we hear the word social distance nowadays. It's one of the words that's because in order to stop the spread of the COVID-19, now we are keeping social distance. It's social distance, of course, you know, not only physically separates us, but also changed the way we live, hasn't it? You know, we have to keep distance from other people now. That causes lots of problems. It becomes a wall. Who would have ever imagined that this would happen 2 years ago? And the Bible says there is a distance between human beings and God, according to the Bible. There is a long distance between God and human beings. There is this wall between. So there was this distance. That's why now we have Christmas. That's why Jesus Christ was born. We cannot get near to God on our own. But God came near to us. That's Christmas. There was incredible distance between God and human beings. God was born in the form of a human being. That's Jesus Christ. So God is near us. He came to us as a baby 2,000 years ago. So that was a big joy. And the news was spread to quietly to many people. The King Herod was worried. People in Jerusalem had fear. But a wise man from the east went to see baby Jesus, and shepherds went to check whether what angel said was true. And the author of the book of Hebrews says the same. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings. Although we are sinners, we can get near God. Yes, it is possible. Because of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ became our high priest. He is the arbitrator now. He is our priest. That's why it is possible. Let's look at verse 22 again. Let's look at it closely. It cleanses us from guilty conscience. Who are us? It's we, Christians. Today we had a baptism. We witnessed it. And his blood was sprinkled. He was cleaned with pure water. That's what happened to today's baptism, and that's what happened to us as well. And there's more things we need to do. We can get near God because of Jesus Christ. What Jesus Christ accomplished, and to come near God, we can come near God because of Jesus and his sacrifice. We can go boldly, go and near God. Look at verse 23. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. The COVID-19 brought lots of restlessness to us and created this social distance. And there is separation and divisions in society. People didn't know what is the right thing to do. And we were psychologically distant from each other. So it was not, you know, it was just social distance. It was a psychological distance as well that created. And many people became lonely and became isolated. And many things like that happened all over the world. People's relationships were severed. And so that's the unfortunate situation that we have. So we need to continue to confess our hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to us as a light to all of us. We have hope in Him. Do you have distance with God? Or do you feel distant from God? We often feel isolated and feel distant from God. We need to go near God because God allows us to do that. Last week, Kawashima Naomi-san passed away. In June, Asako Machiko-san passed away. Kawashima-san passed away, who laid the foundation for this church. I believe a new generation has to carry on what Kawashima-san did. And these people who passed away is now with God through Jesus Christ. And one day that will happen to us too. Until then, we need to continue to carry on trusting God. So we don't need distance from God. That was the humorous haiku written by a high school student, Christian high school student. So let's continue to live our life based on faith. This is Christmas. Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem as God's Son. You can go near God because of our faith, because the promise was made by God. Now let me pray. Now we have come to celebrate the Advent again this year. Now next week we will have Christmas service. We've seen social distance among people this year, and many divisions and separation are taking place in society. And also we have created distance from God because of our lack of faith. But the Bible teaches us that we can go near God boldly because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is alive. Help us to celebrate Christmas this year. Please help us to be near you, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of Christmas.